Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/thescope. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
Fall TV is up for discussion. We review a new album from Divine Fits, and Molly sits in to give the show a little bit of class.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Salutations, Scopers. This is episode 130.
It's not what one of the letters are. What happened?
My level scene. There we go.
He's getting emotional.
Got to adjust my levels in my headset. Now we are cooking.
Right.
With natural gas.
That's what happens when you eat a granola bar before we take it.
And clean coal.
What?
Clean coal. I'm cooking with clean coal.
Okay.
Clean coal. Guess what, Jared?
What's up?
Guess what, Adam? You're here, first of all. Congratulations for making it in.
I've been here. I was thinking about this. I've actually technically been here for every episode that we've done.
Really?
The episodes that I'm not here for are not... I don't count them.
They're not part of canon?
Right.
Scope canon?
Right. It's like Jaws 3D.
It didn't really exist.
I got a big laugh upstairs.
Well, it's like we got a live audience going right
here.
We're
doing a show in the basement. Angie's having a veil dyeing party upstairs. So if you hear some ruckus in the background, that's where it's from. It's a bunch of ladies dyeing their veils. They're all belly dancers. They're having a good time.
Because
they're drinking sangria out of a skull punch pitcher.
Wow.
Nothing says ruckus like veil dyeing. I mean, when I think of a ruckus, I think of...
Wu-Tang Clan, and then
Wu-Tang,
you think of dying...
Atmosphere.
I think of Uncle Ruckus from the Boondocks.
I love Uncle Ruckus. Molly is in the house. Jared, give her some applause.
I could do more than that. Put the cheering button.
We only like to have one girl here per week. Now we have two.
Who's the other one?
I'm not going to say.
What is that?
I'm looking at you, though.
It's weird.
Is Monsternique making another appearance?
I love Monsternique. Molly, I don't know how long it's been. I haven't looked at the official records.
It might have been a year. It might have been last year. Maybe she didn't even make it last year.
Yeah,
I don't know. It might be longer.
I don't think I made it in the last year.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
It's really our fault for not having the trivia contest.
Really? Which I've asked for.
Well, then you look at me and then it's my fault. You know, I do like one set of questions every 8 months. So
I'm ready.
So I think most of my question references will be about like the first season of Desperate Housewives and
my whole life has been gearing up to this trivia contest.
Well, it's going to be big if/when it ever happens. Yep. Jared pushing buttons.
I'm adjusting on the fly here.
I love it.
It's got another mic in the mix.
Where was the other mic?
What?
What mic did you just turn on?
I had to hit the high pass filter on Molly's channel because when you have a tendency to slam your fist down like a monster on the table.
Ah, Monsternique.
And I'm trying to cut down some of that. So
I get very excited. What do you want?
That's all right.
So Molly,
do what you gotta do.
I got a list of questions for you. Number one, what you been up to, girl?
I don't know, girl.
Now I can't hear Molly.
What the hell happened? Hold on. Hit the wrong button. There we go.
You're back, Molly.
Am I back?
Yeah. Okay. We're an operation. We're kicking in all cylinders today.
I switched over to the line instead of the high pass filter. Never mind.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in 2 years. What is going on? Are you working at the same place?
You've seen Molly within 2 years.
Don't. You're shattering the illusion.
I don't really know where you guys work anymore.
No. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're just random strangers off the street.
I have randomly ran into you on the street.
I know. It's good when we do that.
Yeah.
Injuries from this running into?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Today I was running, and I was so excited because I was at 6.5, and I only normally go 6, and I was on my way to 7.
Is that like a distance or time?
A distance, 7 miles. I was on my way to 7 miles.
Because I can get my running up to a good 5.
I thought you were talking about fun size Snicker bars.
Okay, no. I was at 6.5 miles, and I was excited, and I didn't see the large tree root that was in front of me, and I wiped out pretty hard, and I sliced up my wrists, my hands, my elbows, my knees, my thighs, everything. And I was covered in dirt because it was black dirt everywhere.
That is sexy.
And
there's a guy. What were you wearing?
There's a guy coming up. A guy coming up to me, and he sees it, and he stops, and he crosses the street to go.
That's your wife.
It's like, you asshole.
Well, that goes.
I'm okay, thanks.
That goes to my second question. Any boys? But clearly, they are just crossing the streets to stay away from you.
Yes, exactly. That's how it works. They just cross the street when they see me coming.
Well, that's too bad. I don't like that you're wiping out.
Yeah.
Clearly, you're paying attention to pop culture.
Yes.
You've been deep into the summer mix, so I'm sure we'll talk about that later.
Sure.
Here's what she's been doing.
Tell us, Emma.
All day.
I want the real story.
Thursday, I don't know, 2 hours? Maybe an hour. We discussed.
This was great.
This was a really important discussion that we had.
It was really important.
Imagine, if you will, mm-hmm. an arena.
No people? What?
You and I engage
like
in a
Coliseum. Basically, the size of the Coliseum.
44 people in this Coliseum. They all happen to be the current and former presidents of the United States. Who would win in a battle royale?
Knife fight.
Knife fights. Yes, mm-hmm. That's the only weapon.
Military
they get.
Grade so special
I'd
forces
say
knife.
Throughout okay. the, we've that's probably spent knife. 90 minutes to maybe 2 hours talking about it.
We did.
Yeah.
It was a very important conversation.
Yeah. Bali and I talked about it too.
I know.
We've actually got. We've got a great delivery system for this.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe some sort of web-based TV program where you have just standard Joes dress up as presidents and they fight.
Right. Each season you pick a new category mm-hmm. of people that would fight to the death.
This is really close to people that do Civil War reenactments.
Yeah, it's your border. Jared, not interested in presidential knife fights.
Wrapping it up. I just want to know who the winner was.
It's Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, okay.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Teddy R.
Although there was some discussion between Adam and I. He thinks Andrew Jackson would be taken out early, mm-hmm. and I think he'd last a little longer, but he thinks everyone would gang up on him.
I think people would hate Andrew Jackson.
Molly and I talked about it, and we think that there would definitely be some Survivor/Big Brother coalitions that would come into play nearly immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
And the strong would get weeded out, so probably someone like Taft would win in the end.
He's really fat. I don't even know if he could swing a knife.
Here's the problem. Here's the thing with Taft, though. You got to put some effort into it if you're going to hit a vital organ.
That's true.
He's got a lot of
personal
armor. The throat goes right away.
Once he gets you down, you're just smushed. He just lays on you.
That's true. Okay.
And then he pretends like
he's
dead, and then he rolls up.
He can't get up. I don't think that man could lift himself.
Mm-mm.
Who is the obscurest president that might go far, deep into this, go far into the battle?
I mean, like a little guy, like Truman we talked about, like people would probably ignore him.
The ones who play dead?
Yeah.
Who's the Sanjaya of the group?
How does an FDR fare in this?
He's still crippled.
Yeah. Does he have some sort of special battle chair?
He does have a battle chair. It can go 11.5
like
miles
murder
an
ball?
Hour. The chair can go 11.5 miles an hour max. It's hard steel, so it's helpful because it can protect some of his vital organs, but if you get a bunch to jump on him.
And he's also got special mental powers like Professor X, because everyone knows anyone in wheelchairs has the power to
wipe your mind.
It's
like when
you
go blind, you can hear better and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
It's very exciting. Well, good. I look forward to talking more with you guys offline about this, because I could talk about presidents I don't know for years and years and years.
Right. Harding.
Yeah, really.
Harding, there you go. Where does I don't even know how you
James
start
K. Polk?
To, yeah. How do you talk about
Polk? Well, James K. Polk he's in a They Might Be Giants song, at least.
What about a Ulysses S. Grant,
right.
who actually has war experience?
Well, he does well.
You
would imagine
people would want
to team up with him.
But he was actually really squeamish of blood.
Mm. Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think, though, when you're defending your life, you get over that pretty quickly.
Very fast. Or you're dead.
Also,
you get over it one way or another.
He was more of a general, too. He wasn't out there, you know.
He was one of these Harvard graduate officers, you know, sitting on his high horse while everyone else, all the knuckleheads out there, go out to kill them.
All of his sergeants called him Harvard. That's actually where that came from in that movie.
I did not know that.
Yep.
My question about the topic was, which current president or president in the last several years makes it the longest?
What age would they be?
They are at the peak of their presidency.
Hmm. I think Bill Clinton does pretty well. You want to know the truth?
He's not a fighter.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I think
he's
evil.
A survivor, though.
He's a survivor.
So, I don't know.
He's very Beyonce.
I don't think so. I think he's...
So who does better than him?
Well, I don't know. I was talking about Nixon's, like, just a mean dick, so I bet he'd do okay.
I think people would get Nixon.
Probably.
If you're doing modern presidents, they would go after Nixon.
Yeah.
Reagan is too frail.
Right.
Yeah. JFK was
quick.
Not as healthy as people thought he was.
Bush 1, frail.
Yeah.
Boy, what about an LBJ? Pretty fit.
Pretty yeah. fit. He's you a know, big guy.
He doesn't like his pants too tight around the bunghole.
He likes it, really.
Where do they always play that? Was that on Stern?
That's a Stern thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was the best.
You don't want tight pants around your bunghole, no. Molly.
No.
That's a life lesson.
I've learned that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I don't. We talk like Obama's probably quick. You know, he's
in shape and he's young.
He is. He does like to smoke though.
But
it's true. Only when he's stressed. This would be a stressful.
Well, I guess he's smoking all the time.
It's true.
I think if the
Bush
the,
too.
If the combat took place in a bowling alley, Obama's screwed because he's no good there.
If Bush Senior weren't so old in his presidency, he might.
Yeah.
He's in
but
the
he's
CIA.
Also a bit of a silver spoonie too. So
yeah.
But CIA.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I'm tired of this.
Okay.
Football, Jared. Football season has started. We'll try to keep this brief, Molly, because I know you don't care.
I was on top of that one.
That was one of our best transitions. Very good. Football season started on Wednesday, of all things.
Yeah.
The Cowboys took on the Giants, and in a bit of surprise, the Cowboys came out on top, correct?
Ruining everyone's Survivor League, confidence picks.
Just everything. Stop it.
Wow. See, I never would have picked the Giants necessarily to win that if I was in a Survivor League, because they always start soft. They heat up at the end.
But
they go on a six-game losing streak and then somehow win a Super Bowl.
Maybe not that many people were picking that. I had them at like a 10 in my confidence league. So
well, I stay away from that stuff.
I did have both the Giants defense and Hakeem Nicks on my fantasy team, and I only ended up with 4 points. So total.
We call that a letdown.
You had Ogletree, though, right? Everyone already had him to begin with.
Now watch. Ogletree's going to be the number one pickup this week, and he'll do nothing the rest of the season.
He'll be a non-factor. Well, we want to talk about Vikings and or Redskins.
Are you going to talk about Chris Cluey, the coolest punter?
And we can mention Chris Cluey, who is the the love of the league.
Just want to get that last little stab in there.
So let's get in quick predictions for the teams of our choice. How will they perform this year? Adam, we'll start with the Redskins since no one cares.
I don't know. 7-9.
Talk us through.
All right. Every game. All right. A loss right, to the Saints. A win again.
I don't even know who the Vikings' second game is. So.
Okay. Redskins. It's
so Redskins, have they improved this year, or are they about the same team as they were last year?
Well, last year they lost. They were 5-11. Mm-hmm. 7 of their games were within 7 points or less.
Sure.
Sounds like
a lot of
Vikings
losing
games.
Teams are in that way. So yeah. I count that for nothing. Take that out of your analysis.
One score difference between winning
doesn't
teams.
Matter.
That's the difference between a winning team and a losing team.
Exactly.
Right. I'm just saying, like that's a thing.
Okay.
It's also Molly a thing for the Vikings. Doodling so now.
She's drawing arrows. She's like, I must read this paragraph.
I would say
quarterback. Where are they on quarterback?
They're better at quarterback. They had Rex Grossman. They drafted Robert Griffin III.
Okay, and this guy's going to be a player for real. True player for real.
I'm not going to get into racial epithets like you are.
Mm-hmm. That's all I am. All about race.
I think that he will be an improvement. He's a rookie, so obviously that'll be difficult for a little while.
Who's the coach?
Mike Shanahan.
Shanahan, in any worry of losing his job this year? If he
no,
does not
I think he's got, after this year, two more, and then maybe things get shaky.
Or he retires.
Sure, again. Or he retires.
7-9, Redskins, Jared, over to the Vikings. We had a transition at best season last year. Vikings were 3-13.
I don't know. I wouldn't call. They were 3-13. I wouldn't even call last season. Last season wasn't a transition. It was a bottoming out.
It was a disaster.
I think this year is the transition because your team has gotten so much younger. They got rid of they either didn't re-sign a bunch of veterans or they just outright released them.
Is that cheaping out or is that looking towards the future?
I think that's acknowledging that you need to get young and if you're going to be competitive for a long time and you need to start building a team. So
3-11 or 3-13 was the schedule record last year. Yes. What will the Vikings do this year?
I think they improve. I'm thinking maybe 6-10, 7-9.
Man, they are in the best division. I don't know.
There's
three legitimate playoff teams in that division.
Right. So you think I'm going high on my.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm being confident.
I feel.
I think that. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish your statement.
I think they're going to start off with a win, which is a good thing to start with. So I think they're going to beat Jacksonville tomorrow. So
well, for the longest time, I picked the Vikings at 7-9. I felt like that was reasonable, but I've thought a lot about my decision over the summer, and I'm scaling that back quite a bit. I think the Vikings win 5 games this year. They will be lucky to win 5 games this year. I think they have huge questions at quarterback, which may be more of a factor of the offensive line and the fact that he still doesn't have a terrific deep threat established in Christian Ponder being quarterback.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
He takes too many sacks.
Yeah, so that that's going to be an issue. I hope they do better, and this could be a team that surprises, but Adam is absolutely correct. We are in one of the toughest divisions in the league. Packers could be just as good.
So you're taking immediately six losses. I'm just going to lose to the division teams.
I think
right off the top.
I think it's possible Vikings could win two.
Okay,
but I think that might be a little. I mean, because division games are a little bit different.
Yeah. You play tough. Yeah. You rise to the occasion. Hopefully,
Vikings don't play Packers until the end of the season. I think their last four games they play the Packers twice. I'm not positive on that, but I think it's somewhere in there.
Could be contending for a title by then.
So you never know.
Guys, how about this? Do you guys want to get together on October 14th to watch the ultimate grudge match of bad teams when the Redskins take on the Vikings?
Again, all these teams do is play every year. And the last year, the Redskins ruined the Vikings by crippling Adrian Peterson.
And then the Redskins still lost.
And the Redskins still...
And Christian Ponder got knocked out of that game, too.
Yeah, I mean,
it was the worst game for Vikings in a long time. Yeah. They absolutely had to lose that game. They should not have played Adrian Peterson because he was already having an ankle issue. And it went as badly as it could.
He may not be. He may never be the running back that we want him to be again. Who knows?
Good thing we got a little Toby G.
That's right. So one last thing, and then we'll move on to the fall preview, Jared.
Yeah,
we're talking Leslie Frazier. This is his third full season,
or second full season.
Yeah. Third season-ish as Vikings coach.
Sure.
What does he have to do to keep his job?
Well, he obviously has to improve his record. How much he has to improve, boy, I don't know. I think maybe if they get to 500, I think he's good. If below that, I think you got a question. You got to wonder.
Yeah, he seems like a really nice guy. People seem to love him, but you got to do better than 4 or 5 wins.
You can't. It's the problem, and it's just the fact of life in the NFL. You cannot come in and spend several years getting a team going. You have to have noticeable results. Immediately. It just has to happen. So I think, it's sad that last year was the bottoming out. At least I hope it was the bottoming out. and it happened on Leslie Frazier's watch, but that just means that now he's probably under the microscope a little bit more.
Victim of circumstance, perhaps, a little bit.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, he was the coach, too.
He was the coach.
I mean, not everything was his fault, but he still has to... He's the guy. The buck stops with him, I guess.
Yeah. Before we go on, do you have Cluey covered in your news, or do we need to bring him up?
I did not. It's not. He's not in my news.
So, talk us through that story briefly, Adam. Chris Cluey, Minnesota Vikings punter, band member. He's in a band with a local video game editor.
Yeah, a man called Tripping Icarus.
Chris, at Chris Warcraft.
Yeah, he's very popular on the tweets.
Yep, he likes World of Warcraft.
So tell us the story quickly about what he did.
I'm forgetting the name of the Baltimore Ravens player, which is the problem.
It's a really hard name to pronounce.
Yeah.
It's like
anyway, there's
something Blingly or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, that is...
Wow.
I'm sorry, racism in the house.
So, Maryland has been going through the possibility of legalizing gay marriage, and this player for the Ravens has been tweeting about it, how he's in support of that. And he's always been kind of political since he came into the league a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, a member of the Maryland House of Representatives, so the state house... sent a letter to the owner of the Ravens asking for him to...
Control his player, essentially.
Silence his player, yeah. And the player came back and said, basically, no. So this
you don't
leaked.
Tell me what to do,
yeah.
Sir.
The letter leaked. Yahoo News reported it and everything. And so Chris Cluey, who writes on... What's Gawker's? Deadspin.
Deadspin.
Yeah.
He pops up there every once in a while.
Yeah. So he wrote an op-ed kind of thing on there, kind of just reiterating how ridiculous it is. And he had an awesome line that was, I don't know if you guys remember what it was.
I thought you had it pulled up.
Oh, no. I was just mentioning it off the cuff, you see. Basically that legalizing gay marriage will not turn everyone into a bunch of cock smokers. But I might be getting the word slightly wrong.
Yeah, it was something related to cock.
Cock gobblers?
Yeah, something like that. Let me pull the story up here.
Pull it up. Today he also reposted the article over at his Pioneer Press blog, but he edited out the swears and the colorful language and added in things like Sparkle Pony and other fanciful words. It's quite amusing to reread it with the edits in place.
Yeah, it's the player is Brendan Aya, A.N. Bahadio or something like that.
Yeah, right.
I can't pronounce it, but yeah. I got the story here.
They won't magically turn you into a lustful cock monster.
There you go. It's true. Yeah. It's true.
And Molly has a problem with that, because that's what she wants to be, a lustful...
Whoa. It's okay for her to be a lustful
Yeah, it's all right. Won't even overthrow the government in an orgy of hedonistic debauchery, because all of a sudden they have the same legal rights as the other 90% of our population. Rights like Social Security, child care tax credits, family and medical leave to take care of loved ones, and Cobra health care for spouses and children. Go Chris Clue.
Right.
So there we go. It will be all the talk. I'm sure it'll be on all the sports channels tomorrow morning, and Chris Clue will just brush his luxuriously longer hair and get a lot of opportunities to punt, because I think that is going to be the story of his career this season.
I think that he is in an enviable position as far as an NFL player goes, because he is the punter,
yes.
And nobody cares what the punter says,
exactly.
So he can just say whatever the hell he wants.
I had a conversation with our friend Nick yesterday about this, and he must live the best life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a punter, so it's like no pressure.
And he's one of the league's best punters,
he's a good
punter, gets paid well.
Consistent.
All he does is he kicks, you know, six times a game. If the Vikings do really well, maybe one time a game. If they're doing really badly, more. Then he comes home, plays video games.
A lot of video games.
Goes to band practice.
Runs his hands through his
hair. Conditions that damn hair. And gets some fructis in there.
Improvises alcoholic beverages with whatever booze he has on hand with the help of Twitter.
Plays some Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Yep.
And then plays in a real band.
And then...
And kicks the ball again. Like, what a life!
Yeah. Well,
how do I get that?
This is what I said. I said, why did I want to play baseball as a child? Why did I want to kick a ball?
Even closing pitchers still got to do more work than he does.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Well, a lot more. That's a lot more pressure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there you go. Chris Clue in the house. We'll keep everyone posted with the news briefs throughout the show. So what's on the show this week, guys? We've got the loved, beloved fall TV preview. It's exciting.
Beloved.
And you know what, Jared? We're going to circle back and talk about some of our summer favorites as well. We were going to try to cover that last show.
It's going to be a three-hour show, Shane.
I know. Just buckle in, Molly. We're also reviewing the latest or the first album from supergroup Divine Fits. Lead singer of Spoon is in there, and some other people I don't know their names.
Dan Beckner.
From Kata Gugu. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Sam Brown from
Culture Club.
New Turk Bombs.
I love them. Love them. And we'll also do some more Under the Scope news coming soon, all that stuff. And Molly is here.
Yay.
Molly is here. So, Jared, let's push on.
Yep.
And push on. I'll throw it over to you.
Okay, here we go. For you, the listeners of the Scope Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. So I was wondering, do you guys have any recommendations for books that people should check out on Audible?
I do.
Go ahead, Adam.
I've been reading a book that I wanted to suggest the audio version of, and it's called... Why is the penis shaped like that? By Jesse Baring.
I read a couple pages of it.
Yes, I can answer that particular question.
Is this fiction, nonfiction?
It is
really
a nonfiction book.
Interesting.
Where he explains why.
Why the penis is the best tool there is. that's the opening paragraph.
Put up sheetrock with it.
Right.
Awesome. What was that title again?
It's Why is the Penis Shaped Like That? Jesse Baring has been seen recently filling in for both Dan Savage on Dan's blog when he was on vacation, and a few other columnists. He was on Andrew Sullivan's blog for a couple weeks answering questions there, too.
All right. Shane, you got something?
Yeah, I've got a book.
Real quick.
I just finished. It's Colson Whitehead Zone 1. LA Times called it a rich mix of wartime satire and darkly funny social commentary. It takes place slightly after a zombie outbreak and follows a survivor who's helping clear out Manhattan.
Sounds great. Hey, you know, you can pick up those books or a book of your choice by trying Audible to download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/thescope. Again, that's audibletrial.com/thescope for your free audiobook. Book download.
Oh,
everybody. We're back. Is that okay, go, Jared?
That is okay, go. Okay. I use this every time now.
I always ask that every single time as well. So I tried to write a little poetry to really set the stage for the Scope Fall TV preview. Let's see if it
What kind of a poem is it?
It's for free form.
Free verse?
Is it a limerick?
Yeah, it's dirty, it rhymes, and it's got 26 syllables. I don't know how I did it. I don't know if that's really even a standard for poetry, but no. I just wanted to write a beautiful paragraph of text.
Is it a haiku?
We'll see. I'll let you be the judge.
Okay.
Here we go. Yes, it's that time again. Leaves are changing from a glorious green to hues of orange, red, yellow, and brown. The winds are brisk and snow is right around the corner. And of course, that means your Scope crew must look ahead to the impending fall TV schedule and give you our take. But first, let's look back at the summer TV season that was.
Sounds more like
a paragraph.
Yeah. That's what I said. Wow. Turn their mics off. So quickly, favorite summer TV show, guys. What did you watch and what did you enjoy over the past 3 months? We'll start with Molly.
Well, I feel like there's no other correct answer but Breaking Bad.
Sure. There you go. That's the one.
I mean, you could throw in Guilty Pleasures in summer shows, sure. But Breaking Bad is the summer show to watch.
Jared, you agree with that?
Yes. While I enjoyed other shows, Breaking Bad was, forget about it, it's the best show that was on this summer. Mm-hmm. Wow. Could be the best show on this year.
Wow. And seriously. I haven't watched it. Adam, what about you? You agree with that?
I did almost catch up on Breaking Bad, so I did watch it over the summer, but not the most recent episode. Season, I mean.
Better than Wired, by the way?
The Wire.
So not Wired. The Wire.
It's a different show. I'd say I'm a few episodes into season 4, and it's not as good as The Wire.
Just wait till you get through season 4.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What do you say, Adam?
Jared knows what I'm talking about.
So Louie, I think, has been an easy choice. But just to go with a couple weird ones, Molly mentioned Guilty Pleasures. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know why Mandy and I both kind of hate this show, but we watch it right away when it's ready to watch, and it's awkward. On MTV?
Sure, everybody loves that show.
Never heard of it.
Everyone loves it. People are talking about it from here to Texas.
That's basically the whole country. And finally, The Legend of Korra. I liked a lot. This is the
controversial show in the nerd set.
People didn't like it?
Yeah, it is.
This is the follow-up.
I heard nothing but positives on Twitter. Yeah, and
me too.
But you're not following the right people.
The people that didn't
read things about it, Jared.
This is the follow-up to the Avatar. The Last Airbender cartoon.
Yeah, I know nothing about Avatar, but
the bad movie.
We ended up watching a few episodes, and I thought it was pretty cool, actually.
Avatar or Legend of Korra?
Legend of Korra. I've never seen an episode of Avatar.
I liked it. Leaves you with a good cliffhanger. I think it's only going to be 2 seasons.
Yeah, short.
Yeah. It was only supposed to be 1 originally, and they extended it to 2. So next summer, it'll probably finish up.
Good. So I've got a couple shows. They would qualify more as guilty pleasure rather than great show.
Summer's time for guilty
but
pleasure.
But I will throw Newsroom into the mix.
I like that a lot.
I felt
it has its flaws, but I think I still enjoyed it.
Newsroom is it's essentially 2 shows.
I watched the whole thing.
I think it's essentially 2 shows. There's a good part and there's a bad part.
Yes.
The bad part tends to be a lot of the
most of the show?
Hey, I didn't interrupt you with Breaking Bad. Shut your yapper. Wow, I have her here and I'm already yelling. No, it's I didn't like the West Wing-ish, you know, the relationship stuff that sometimes Sorkin does pretty well. But in this one, it just felt sort of contrived considering how serious he wanted the political statement to be and some of the real-world events that he's kind of tied in there. So that stuff sort of downgrades.
The weird thing about the personal relationships is because the show takes place over, like, 2 years or whatever, and so there's, like, weeks and months between episodes.
Yeah.
And I guess that gives them a chance to kind of fast-forward in these relationships, but then, you know, there's just no time for them to really build and for us to care about them.
Yes.
What was the good show?
Oh, anytime they start dealing with the
actual news,
the news stuff, I find interesting.
Yeah,
it's to me, it's riveting, and of course, it's got a liberal.
Yeah, and it's a lot of wish fulfillment because you can go back and go, well, I really wish that the media would have covered this story in this way.
But it's still interesting that I think that's a brave thing to do. The relationship stuff is stuff he's done for years and years and years, and it all rings very hollow and boring.
Do you think the show would have been better served as a 30-minute drama comedy like Sports Night? Because Sports Night does both of those, and they do it right.
I don't think so.
No.
No, I think that it's serious, and I think that the whole thing needs to play out that way.
No,
I'm talking about this show.
No, I
mean,
I
if this
I'm
is about
that
hard
show's
news.
Not serious, though. But I know it's a sitcom, but,
yeah, but
it's also...
But doesn't Sports Night actually take place in ESPN type of thing?
Yeah.
So their real-world stuff isn't quite...
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean?
What
I think that's what makes this show interesting. The relationships don't. So we'll see. You know, they're talking about retooling a little bit, and we'll see what happens for next year when he comes back.
But from all the interviews he didn't really see anything wrong with the relationships, and I agree that that's the biggest...
Yeah, we'll see.
But the other critique of it is that when you're going back 2 years into the news, you can't really change anything.
Yes, you have to go with what's there.
You have to go with what's there, so it's hard to be... That's the interesting part to me,
yeah.
But it's hard to be as interesting as it could be, because you know what the outcome is, and you know what they could or couldn't do with that.
Hindsight and all that.
It's like
that
watching Titanic. You know the ship's going down.
Right.
Just how do you deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
Molly still saw Titanic 12 times in the theater.
She loved it.
I hate that movie.
No, she hates it. The other show that I'm just going to throw out there, which I'm going to get eye rolls in the size, is I've really been enjoying Big Brother this summer. It's been a very good season, and I'm cheering for Ian to win. He's the nerd, and I like him. So suck it, haters. So now that we're done with summer, guys, let's move on to fall TV.
I mean, I might have had a few more, but that's all right.
Oh, you did?
No, that's okay. I was just going to mention, I liked Falling Skies. I thought, it was a bit of a probably guilty pleasure. I mean, it was up and down, but I think this season was a lot better than season one, and I'm sort of in for the long haul at this point. You know, however long it goes, I'll be with it.
So will John Locke even be in the show next year?
I don't know. It's hard to know.
He's got a new show.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
But he actually plays a fairly important character, as does Max Headroom, came in and kicked somebody.
It kind of depends on, you know, sometimes they can take a huge time jump between seasons.
Yeah.
So you never know. It just depends on how they deal with it. And if he's available. I don't know.
Is the cliffhanger to you something like, are they going to do that every year where, hey, we're going to introduce a new thing and we got to deal with it?
It seems like that's the structure they've got.
Yeah.
So.
It's interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
They set it up for a whole shift for next year. Should be interesting.
Yep.
So let's move on to fall TV, guys. So we've got a few topics that we'll cover that we normally do. You know, shows that we are looking forward to, first canceled, just general interest stuff. But I'm also inserting some trivia as we go through that relates to...
Is it a game?
It is sort of a game.
What do I win?
My admiration, respect, and love.
I already have those.
Can we pursue this trivia?
We can pursue it, but casually. It's okay. A casual pursuance. And each of these trivia questions will relate to a new show that's coming out, and then we can kind of talk about that show if you can answer the trivia question. If you can't, we'll still talk about it.
So very compelling reason to get it right.
Yes. So let's start with a trivia question, guys. What new drama stars one of Angelina Jolie's exes and an actress who had the top of her head chopped off in a Quentin Tarantino film?
Sherlock.
Elementary.
Yeah, that one.
Elementary.
You know what I meant.
So this is...
Where is it? There it is.
This is the new CBS show that... it's pretty much a procedural that essentially rips off the BBC show Sherlock.
Maybe.
So they say. We don't know.
I mean, it's a Sherlock Holmes in a modern time, but they're both ripping off the original source material, so...
So who cares?
I don't know.
So is there interest in seeing this TV show, first of all? Any of you guys have it on a list as something to check out?
It seems like yet another CBS crime procedural. So I don't really know. I mean, I guess a CBS audience would love that.
Yeah.
I already have The Mentalist as my weird CBS guilty pleasure.
Do you like that show?
I watch it if it's on and I'm in a hotel. But I don't, you know, go to watch
and
it.
And you forgot to load porn on your iPad before you...
No, that's fine. That's the post-porn afterglow.
That's okay. That's good. Cool down with The Mentalist.
Simon Baker.
I'm just assuming that Adam's masturbatory sessions are extremely physical, so he needs a cool down session.
Right. I need all that space. So not for me. I have no interest.
I've heard it looks really pretty, so I was interested in checking it out just to see what it looks like, more than I understand that it's going to be procedural. But I like to look at things that look good.
I hear you.
So. It's on my list of shows to check out. I've heard that the writing is very, very snappy. And for me, if a show has snappy writing, that's almost one of the most important things you can have in a show for me.
Snappy writing.
So I will be checking it out, definitely.
Excellent. Now, the trivia question, folks. Matthew Perry has starred in three television shows, including his new one starting this fall since Friends ended.
Yep.
Name them.
Goon. Oh, wait.
Go on.
Yeah, that's a new show. Wait, he's been in what?
Studio
he was in
three TV
shows.
He was in Mr. Sunshine. Yeah.
Yep.
Which I actually liked.
There's the three.
Most people didn't.
You got it. So Go On is the show we just mentioned. It's about a sportscaster who goes into group therapy of course, with other weird characters.
Mm-hmm.
16 million people watched the sneak preview during the Olympics. Did any of you guys watch it? Is this show going to be good? And will Matthew Perry finally have success on TV after Friends?
I specifically did not watch it, and I think all of the promos helped in me deciding not to watch it. I think it looks horrible.
I did watch it.
Okay.
I liked it. I don't know why. It seems like a really, really broad comedy. The AV Club kind of had I think they've seen a few more episodes, and they said it's the most community-like of all the new shows, and that kind of intrigued me. That's why I watched the pilot.
Okay.
And I can kind of see that. The kid that played, what was Chris Rock's show that was about himself?
Everybody Hates Chris.
The kid that played Chris is in this, and he kind of seems like a mix between an Abed and a Troy character.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry's character is a very much a Jeff Winger type character.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a bunch of weird.
Lovingly people. Hateable or hateably loving?
Sure. Yeah, both. And, you know, you can see them doing kind of wacky things. I really like the pilot. I would say, like, I genuinely liked it a lot until the very end, and it has a really corny ending. And I was like, okay, maybe they just did that for the pilot. So I'll definitely give it a while. I don't really like sitcoms that frequently.
Yeah. It's also hard because any sort of comedy that you see a pilot of could change dramatically over the next 4 or 5 episodes. So right.
And the AV Club seem to I think they've seen 3 episodes out and they seem to like it.
Got a little bit more character focused where you're not just broad characters.
Molly, did you see it?
I haven't seen it. But
will
it's
you
on
watch
my
it?
List.
It's on our list.
It is streaming on NBC.com if anyone wants to watch it.
There are a lot of them that are doing that now, more than in the past years, which is nice.
That's good to do, I think.
Yeah.
Anything you can build buzz and get people excited about it before it hits. There's a lot of noise once September rolls around. Next trivia question. See if you can name this show. What new comedy stars Andrew Rannells, a gent who made his big splash in the stage play The Book of Mormon, and recently is the catty gay ex on the HBO breakout hit Girls?
That's the new normal, isn't it?
That is the new normal, Jared.
Did you play a gay guy on that, too?
He was just in Bachelorette, which I saw last night.
Oh. I hear that movie is average to below average.
Actually, all of the girls loved it.
Of course they did.
Yep.
So the new normal is Ryan Murphy's latest show about a gay couple trying to have a baby with a down-on-her-luck surrogate. I think he's taking a lot of his life and trying to inject it into this show.
Forgot to mention Justin Bartha, by the way.
Who's Justin Bartha?
He's his life mate in the show, isn't he?
Yes, I don't even have him written down.
It's all right.
It will not be on the Salt Lake City Fox affiliate.
Really?
They've already said they will not carry it.
It is too perverse.
For some reason, this show seems like a Fox show to me, but it's an NBC show, correct?
Yes.
Is it going to be another hit for Ryan Murphy, who seems to have it going on with Glee and American Horror Story? Or will it be a swing and a miss? Too controversial? Not relating enough to the middle America that...
Wait a minute. Is Glee still doing well?
Well, it was popular. I mean, it's...
Okay. Well known.
It was a hit considering people didn't think it was going to be a hit.
Okay.
I don't think that there is any issue with shows featuring gay characters on TV succeeding.
Jared.
I think America has accepted that, regardless of what political polls want to tell you.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I don't think that there's... Why is it controversial?
Just something I wrote, Jared.
Okay.
Just something I wrote.
I don't think it's controversial.
The commercials like play it up to an annoying degree. Mm-hmm. I don't care, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll watch Will and Grace with all the Will parts muted, of course.
There is a new Will and Grace show this season.
Yes, there is a new Will and Grace from the creators of Will and Grace.
Yeah. Yes.
Men with Babies, oddly enough, is that show. So anyway, I don't know. The previews or the ads seem to overdo it to some degree.
A no for you?
I'm not in. It's you know, again, a sitcom has to do something for me.
Molly?
It's a no for me.
Jared?
I think the only reason it...
Oh, sorry.
The only reason it even went on the radar was the Salt Lake City thing. Otherwise, it's a no altogether.
And the incessant ads on TV.
I haven't seen a single ad.
During the Olympics.
It's a no for me as far as checking it out. I think it may actually do okay, though.
Yeah, I think it's possible. NBC shows, it's always hard to say what's going to happen.
I like this format where you go around the table and ask yes or no. It's like we're trying to decide. We're deciding if the show will pass through or not. Like, we're the AGT panel.
That's exactly what I was thinking it was.
It's send now for me.
Here's a trivia question on a show that I would consider kind of under the radar.
All right.
We'll see if you guys agree. What Felicity alum co-stars in the new ABC show about a renegade submarine and the crew that becomes enemies of the state after refusing to launch nuclear missiles on Pakistan?
Scott Speedman.
He's back.
The show is Last Resort.
He didn't cut his hair for this, or
Yay.
Did he? Yeah. This.
But did Carrie Russell cut her hair for this?
I hope she shows up in this. So let me ask you guys, can this show be more than an engaging pilot?
I mean, it's got
an interesting premise.
I hope so, too. It's on my list of shows to watch. It was on, Ken Tucker's five best shows of the fall season in Entertainment Weekly.
Don't you think that this is just the jumping off point that the, you know, the pilot... Is the pilot 2 hours?
I do not know that, okay. Sir.
I have to imagine that the premise of the pilot is a jumping off point for... I don't think that... Maybe I'm wrong, but I can't imagine the whole show takes place on a sub.
Well, no, they established themselves like a little community on an island.
Oh, okay. On an island.
Last Resort.
Get is it. There some sort like of polar resort. Bear on it? Mm. Yeah.
Is there a
snow
they have
big palm frond fans?
Their nuclear missiles are all on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they...
Okay. That's what they use to warm themselves and cook their meats.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a microwave oven.
So I think it looks like an intriguing show. We'll see if people are interested in seeing it.
Is this ABC?
This is an ABC show. I'm assuming, Jared, are you in on this one?
I'm in. I'm going to watch this. It's a yes for me.
Molly?
I'm in for it. I'm worried about how... I mean, I love the serialized shows.
Right. So one word.
One word. I'm worried about how serialized it's going to get, because while I enjoy that, it seems like the audiences don't tune in for that as much anymore. So I'd hope it'll last, because it sounds like it's quite interesting as long as they can pull it off.
It seems like it might make sense for serialized shows to try to limit themselves to two or three seasons. I understand why networks wouldn't want to invest in that, but...
And it's all about syndication later on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like syndication later on almost doesn't make sense for serials anyway.
No, absolutely.
So... I don't
know. You're going to just pop in and watch an episode from season 4 of Lost and go, that was a good hour.
Right. What is going on there?
DVD sales.
Sorry, I'm texting. My wife is having a huge problem. She can't get the DVD player to work in the living room.
Uh-oh.
So I've got to troubleshoot that right during the show.
You really have to troubleshoot that?
Yes.
Did you have her?
I guarantee
just
it's
if she had
right.
turned it off and on again.
Yeah, just to turn the fuse box off.
Has she tried taking the door off the hinges?
Has she tried putting batteries in the remote?
She says it doesn't even turn on.
Is there a DVD in there?
See if it's plugged in, then.
Is there power in the house?
Yeah. All right.
Has she sacrificed the daily chicken yet?
I'm not sure if I've been in the last resort just because of time, but it sounds intriguing.
Okay. One more thing.
Yep.
If she responds and says, yes, it's plugged in, just reply, get out of the house!
Run! I'll let you type that in.
Why would you do that?
Our final trivia question.
Yes.
What Twister co-star headlines ABC's new show, Neighbors, about a family that's actually a bunch of aliens in disguise?
Oh, you mean Suburgatory Reversed with aliens? Because they move from the suburbs into New York City. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know. Can you name?
I don't know. They all have brown or black hair.
Is that the catch? The actress's name is...
Laura Dern.
No.
The dark-haired one.
Laura Dern. With dark hair.
I hear she's sort of a bee in Hollywood. Her name is Jamie Gertz. She's been in a ton of stuff.
Sure.
The Gertz, yeah.
So this show was talked fairly well in the new Entertainment Weekly.
The Neighbors?
One to watch, perhaps, yeah.
Oh, I missed that one.
I thought...
It's on the sidebar,
Jared. They canceled early.
What day is it on?
This show has already planned to get replaced by Suburgatory.
They're pulling it out in October already.
So this is just... This thing would have to do... Gangbusters for them to go
ABC
back.
ABC doesn't even have faith in
it. But it does. It's after Modern Family, so it has a good lead-in.
Yeah. When I was making my selections for shows that would get canceled and things like that, I'm always looking at those lead-ins, too. Like, you know, where is it? What network is it on? It's tough. I have no interest in this show. Jared?
I'm actually hearing about it for the first time, so no.
So
I don't
it's
have
not
any
on your radar.
It
has a real memorable name.
Molly?
The Neighbors.
And while I love Suburgatory, I have no interest in this show.
Adam?
No.
You're in.
No.
I've convinced you.
All right, you got me. The aliens part, I thought it was like Alien Nation, which I've been waiting to come back for a long time.
Okay, well, let's go through some topics, some topical topics here for fall TV. Your most anticipated fall TV shows, I'd say new and returning, if you like. We'll start with Molly.
Oh, let's not start with Molly.
We'll start with Adam.
Okay. All right. Unfortunately, I don't really have that many anticipated new shows from everything I've seen. Last Resort is up there. I did watch Revolution. I don't know if you have a separate Revolution thing that I should hold off on talking about it for.
I have anticipated shows and then shows you may watch. So if it's not anticipated, you can hold off on that.
Okay. But probably it's Beauty and the Beast.
Nice. Nice call. Nice call.
Thank you. So that's new. Can I do my returning now?
You absolutely can.
All right. I don't really care for the... I don't think I like TV anymore. I have Fringe, but like Community I'm not excited for because Dan Harmon's gone. Fringe, we're pretty sure it's the last season, so maybe they'll...
No, it's the last season. It's only like 12 episodes, so it's going to be tight.
Community, we're pretty sure it's going to be the last. Like, I don't know if How I Met Your Mother, how many more seasons it has left. So I'm kind of excited for How I Met Your Mother, but I feel silly saying that.
They are... This is the last... contracted season, but there are talks for another one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So honestly, like I looked at like when my shows are coming back, and Game of Thrones is my most anticipated show. It doesn't come back till March.
Yeah.
And I won't
watch
it until
June. As far as I'll check the calendar, but I don't think that qualifies.
Yeah. No.
So yeah, I don't know. Like not really.
Okay. Well,
sorry guys.
Okay. Well, I'll go next. My anticipated returning shows. I've got The Walking Dead comes back October 14th. I'm excited to see what they do with that. Claustrophobic in a prison should be cool. Fringe also made my list, Adam. I am excited. I thought last season was a bit of a letdown, if you want to know the truth. Until the end. I think the end they
didn't. You didn't like the... I liked the season. I thought the end, when they did, like, Olivia connect boxing to control Peter, was a letdown for me.
Yeah, I didn't...
But they didn't know that they were going to get picked up. So
yeah,
that put a lot of weird...
It didn't seem as epic to me. You know, that was the problem. But I'm excited to see how they finish. They're once again completely changing it, so it should be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Another show that I am... New show that I'm excited about is Nashville. I was talking to Molly about that. I love Connie Britton.
Okay, so you just watch anything with her.
Yeah, I think she's really good, and
I don't know.
I think that's the show that I will definitely give a shot.
How about...
Okay.
There's one that we haven't
mentioned.
Or you
could just watch Country Strong.
I'm not watching Country Strong. I hate country music.
But that's what the show is... That's what the show is going to be about. Country Strong.
Oh, God. No, maybe I'm not going to watch it.
I was going to say, there is a game show, and game shows haven't been big in a while, but there's that one called The Great American Bible Challenge.
Ooh. Hosted by... Why did I not see that?
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader alum, Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, boy. Wow. Talk about pandering to an audience. So who haven't we covered here? Molly?
And
myself. And Jared. Who wants to go?
I'm ready now.
Okay, Molly, check those arrows on your paper and tell us what you're going to be watching.
Well, I am looking forward to Last Resort. I think that's an interesting premise, and I do like Scott Speedman quite a bit. And then I'm kind of intrigued by Vegas, only because I don't think they really hyped up that Dennis Quaid is coming to TV as much as they could, and
Chiklis?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan of Michael Chiklis. I watched him in...
I don't think anyone's a huge fan of Michael Chiklis.
Who would be a huge fan of Mike? Is his mom a huge fan of him?
Mom might be.
What's
the superhero show I watched with him?
Oh.
I just didn't like him.
Oh, yeah. That was that family one. Yeah.
Family something.
Family Powers Fun Show, I think it was called.
So, but I'm still curious because some things I've said is compared it to Red, have compared it to Mad Men a little bit in terms of style.
Mm.
So that, and I love Mad Men.
It's based in the same time, too.
Yeah, the sixth. So that one.
Now I'm intrigued.
Damn. Jared's in. Write it down.
And then also, this is for the ladies, but Call the Midwife, which is going to be a PBS one. And
PBS.
It's supposed to be the new Downton Abbey.
Downtown Abbey.
Jared's already falling asleep. He heard PBS and he said, I'm out.
I'm a huge Downton Abbey fan, so shut your face.
Whoa.
Those would be my three new
I will
ones.
Be watching it when it debuts in the UK in September, not when it debuts in the US in January.
I will as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe two can get together and watch it in the nude.
We have means to make it happen.
But,
viewing
and then
party.
Returning shows?
Yeah.
I'm most excited for Homeland to come back.
Yeah.
Yes. People
really,
love Homeland.
Really, really fantastic
Homeland.
Show.
I'm pronouncing it Homeland.
Homeland.
Homeland. Homeland.
There we go.
There you go.
Is it season two?
It's only season two, you haven't seen the first season, oh wow, you should, because it just gets better and better as it goes on. So
you can't hear me nodding, but I'm nodding.
I don't have Showtime.
You know,
it's
what?
On stuff.
You
Shane?
Can get it. You can rent it now. Figure out a way to get it.
But you do all this stuff without me, Jerry.
Showtime doesn't care when people steal their stuff, it turns out.
They're up there good with it.
You know, and there's one other one that I'm kind of curious about, but I also don't have the channel on Cinemax. They're starting to do new shows themselves, and it's Hunter. And it sounds kind of crazy.
They're bringing Hunter back from the 80s?
That would be awesome.
Visually interesting
Stephanie
to watch.
What her name?
And one thing I read was like if Fincher and somebody else had a baby and made the movie, it was, or the show, that's kind of what it's like. So, I don't know. It sounds like something intriguing to me, but I don't know if I'll get the chance to check it out.
You've got a lot on your plate, young lady.
I know.
Jared, what's on your plate?
New shows that I'm looking forward to. Revolution is definitely, that's probably my number one show that I'm most looking forward to.
Have you watched it yet?
Nope.
Okay. It is available. That is also on NBC.com.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if I'll probably just wait for it to debut. I'm going to check out The Mindy Project on Fox. I don't know if I'm excited for it, but I think it's got a pedigree. She's fantastic on The Office and, you know, she did so much writing on that show that you don't even realize. So I will give that a shot. We've already talked about Last Resort and Elementary. Those are on my list of shows to check out. But also I'm going to drift over to the CW and I'm going to check out Arrow because I thought it looks kind of cool.
Is it the same guy that played Green Arrow?
No, different guy.
And a different story, that's right. Different kind of origin.
That was one of my questions. Any interest in Arrow?
There's
Jared
been some
is.
Good yes. reviews. I'm tempted, but
Hunger
I don't know.
Hunger Games meets superheroes.
Tempted.
I think it looks neat, so I will check that out. Returning shows. Let's see, Community. I'm still very excited for it. I don't care if Dan Harmon's gone. I'm still going to stay loyal to that
That's
show and check
Annie's
it out.
Boobs, which is a perfectly fine reason.
She's one of the prettiest gals on TV.
I'm on board for The Walking Dead as well. American Horror Story coming back in October, is it? Or is it November? But it's coming, and obviously completely different this
Whole
season.
Whole new show, Jared.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued.
That was a breakout hit last year for me.
I wasn't
Molly
expecting
made us
to
watch like a 45-second clip in the middle of the pilot,
<I did. laughs>
and I was like, "Oh, I don't need to watch this show."
It was basically just
it was the leather suit. She was dreaming about.
I thought I made you watch Naked.
That too.
What's his face?
Yeah. Masturbating.
We just
kind of
fired
around.
That
was
I made
a little disturbing.
I made him watch that.
That's a little hits too close to home for me. That's all I'm going to say.
Shane likes to check out the outdoors when he's doing his business there.
That's why my penis is shaped that way.
The other two, you said The Walking Dead, Shane. I'm on board with that. Molly said Homeland. Definitely.
I said The Walking Dead. Are you on board with it?
Yeah.
All right.
What? Way to interrupt my flow. Thanks. Homeland, one of the best shows of last year. Very excited for that to come back.
What show?
Time.
So good.
Homeland.
Homeland.
Sorry.
Homeland. Homeland.
I said it wrong before. And finally, Dexter, coming back for season 7. Some have complained that season 6 was up and down, kind of weird, but the way it ended, I can't wait to see how that plays out in season 7.
Do you think that I can, without having watched any of season 6, just watch the finale of season 6?
That's what I did, too. I'd be curious that question.
I don't know, but I like the show, so I think it's worth watching, period.
I liked it until... I don't know. It was terrible, which is kind of in every season to some extent.
Well, you don't like TV anymore, so probably
right.
don't bother.
I'm not a good person to judge these things.
He doesn't know anything about TV. This is the worst episode for you to show up on.
Right.
You don't watch it. So, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I got...
kill your TV.
Luke Ski had tweeted on that he had read the Entertainment Weekly fall TV episode or issue and said that he was only looking forward to the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show. So I encouraged him to call in with some comments... talking about some shows that he may or may not be interested in. Do you want to hear that call?
Okay, I will.
So here we go.
Hey, The Scope. This is Luke Ski. Jared suggested I give you guys some feedback via tweeting. So here's the deal. I just read Entertainment Weekly's fall TV preview, and of the new shows coming out, the only one I'm excited about is Nickelodeon's new version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Which is kind of sad that, you know, so little of the new stuff is grabbing my interest. The other shows I'm going to get a chance are The Mindy Project, because I think Mindy has been very funny on The Office and other things I've seen her in, so I think, you know, she's worthy of giving, you know, worthy to give that show a shot and see if it lasts for me. The other show that I'm going to give a chance is Arrow, but my worry is that it's just going to be another CW melodrama for teenagers, you know.
I share that same worry, Luke, but hopefully it's not going to be that.
Hey, The Scope.
Let's start it over. Let's do it again.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. Dang it.
That's all right.
All right. Well, he said some other stuff, too.
Luke, we got the gist of it, as they say. Thank you for calling in. TMNT, I probably won't watch it, but I appreciate that they're trying anyway.
I watch a shockingly large number of cartoons for kids, so I might.
You might tune in.
I didn't see that preview.
That's all CG,
that
right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it is. Come on, of course it is. Every cartoon is CG now.
Come on.
So
come on.
Quickly before we give our selections for first fall TV show canceled, let's talk about any shows that we plan on dropping this year.
From last year that we did
from last year. Like, it's summer's over, I'm not going back.
Start with someone else.
Because I'll start.
Okay.
Mine is all heavily reality show based.
Oh.
This year I'm done with The Voice, I'm done with X Factor, and I'm done with American Idol.
Is it because of
I'm
Britney?
Out.
Is it because of Britney?
I just, you know what, it doesn't, you know why? It's because of the fact it's all the same show. It's no different.
All right.
The talent is marginal. It's just the same format. I'm just not excited about it anymore. I'm out. Okay. I'm out with those.
That's fair.
I will watch Robot Chicken's DC Comics special, which is next Sunday, I think, and that might be it for me because that show has lost it.
Well, they're doing that new Star Wars show.
Yeah, it's a different show.
Yeah, so maybe you'll get back on board with the creators maybe. When that show hits.
The Office, I'll probably finally stop. I didn't watch any like last 7 or 8 episodes last year. So
EW gave the premiere episode this season an A-. They say it's back.
Don't they give everything an A-?
No,
or a B-plus?
No, that's just us.
Well, the AV Club.
2.5 stars.
I don't know. That might be it.
Molly.
Star Wars Clone Wars. I might finally give up on that.
No, I love it. Yeah. Molly.
Okay, I'll try to catch up.
I was going to give up on The Office and 30 Rock, but since it's their final season, I suppose.
And 30 Rock's shortened.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'll have to stick with it just because I've been there the whole time. Yeah. I gave up on Burn Notice, and I...
It's been really good this season, too.
But you know what? You could pick up and watch any other USA show. You could watch Suits.
Actually,
or White
Collar. They all tie right into
it.
Or White Collar.
I replaced Burn Notice with Covert Affairs. So okay. I really like
Rizzoli and Isles. Come on.
But, love it.
Cagney and Lacey. I gave up on Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. That's a toughie for me.
And I don't know. I might give up on Grimm. We'll see. That's where I'm at.
I watched 2 episodes of Grimm, and I really liked it. They just happened to be on TV, and I watched them.
I've watched
this
them all.
This TV thing that he hates. He's really embracing it.
I think he's going back to casual TV. He's just going to tune into whatever's on.
Actually, you
Wheel
know,
of Fortune.
The one that I want to give up, and I just can't make myself give up, but every single time I watch it, I say, you're
Smallville.
Not going to watch it again.
You're back on Smallville. It's been done. It's over, though.
Pretty Little Liars. I watch it, and I don't want to, but I do.
It's a guilty pleasure, isn't
it's
it?
It's terrible. And I just want to say, you little shits, just tell your fucking parents.
Let's dish.
And then you won't have any problems.
How about, are you finally going to give up on Honey Boo Boo Child this year?
No.
Right. Never watched it, never will. Jared?
You know, I don't actually have any that ended and are continuing on this year that I'm dropping. Everything else either ended at the end of last season, or I dropped it sometime in the middle.
Jared is loyal.
So
he knows what he likes and he likes what he knows.
I'm pretty loyal to shows for the most part. So there's nothing that has been on for a season or more that I'm deciding to stop now at this point. So
fair enough.
Sorry.
I dropped a few last season. I also dropped Glee last season.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
So guys, here we are to the most exciting portion of the fall preview. Do you have a drum roll, Jared? First canceled fall TV show.
Now wait,
by episode number.
Okay,
so it's
number of episodes aired.
Right, and we're not necessarily picking the first. We're picking if we're all wrong, it's whoever gets closest. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with Adam on this. What show did you pick to be canceled first?
I'm going with The Neighbors. ABC already seems to be preparing to cancel it, and judging by their lead-in, I think it'd be easy for them to cancel it if they don't carry over all the ratings that they want to.
Molly. Hold on, let me write this stuff down.
How many episodes did you say?
We don't have to guess the number of episodes.
I thought you said we did.
No, it's not by date. It's by number of episodes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If there's a tie, there's a tie.
Okay. I was thinking about going with The Neighbors, but I have settled on Guys with Kids. I don't think there's enough there to keep people...
I don't
watching.
Think there's anything there.
Right. And I don't think there's... I mean, I like Jesse Bradford, but I don't think people are going to tune in to watch this. I think... And it's on NBC. They'll pull the trigger quick.
Gerard.
Guys with Kids was on my list of potential candidates. I'm not going to pick that. I'm gonna kind of take a stab at this one. I'm going to go with Last Resort. I don't want it to be the first one canceled, but I feel like it might be a bit of a concept that people don't necessarily want to tune in for. So
it's
like,
interesting.
Like
everyone
Lone
here
Star
is
Star last year.
Everyone is interested. No one thinks it's going to last.
Mm-hmm. That's just a gut feeling.
Well, that's what happened with Lone Star last year.
It did. So, guys, it's down to me. I've got three shows on my list, and I still don't know. So the shows I've got: Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, because CW doesn't cancel shows.
See, they don't cancel.
Made in Jersey.
I thought about that one, too. But it's a Friday night.
It's a Friday night,
give it time.
CBS show.
They don't care what happens.
But I think the show that I'm going to pick is Guys with Kids. It's on my list. I looked at it. I feel like it's a good... It's a Wednesday night show
after
on NBC.
After Animal Practice, before... Law and Order SVU.
You could almost say Animal Practice could also be one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. that whole hour could just go.
I think Jared might be onto something.
I'm taking a different...
it's a dark horse
unconventional
approach.
Choice.
The one other we'll one see. I was thinking about was MTV's Catfish.
Yeah, Catfish, yeah. The TV show.
Catfish,
MTV
the TV
would
show.
Not qualify as a show that we would have a canceled show. Does not.
No.
Okay.
Have to be one of the main networks.
Then the CW shouldn't count.
Yeah. No one picked it. So in your face.
You almost did.
In your face, Homeland.
All right.
So there we go, guys.
We're not done.
We're not. What's left?
Well, you said that we could, like, just talk. Just talk.
I got a DVD player I got to hook up at home. We got to get the show on the road.
Hey, wait, real quick. I just want to mention, because you said you were going to talk about shows that we're going to watch.
Oh, I thought we sort of covered that, but go ahead and...
Well, I just wanted to mention, I did...
After we did the big finale, why don't you give us some more non-finale type material, please? You run the stuff.
So I did watch Revolution, and kind of everything I've read has been people saying, like, it's kind of whatever. Yeah. I liked it.
It's on my list to watch. I will try to watch.
Good. That makes me happier now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Adam's on board.
I don't like
the
TV.
Casual TV.
Well, it's just nice to hear from a regular person who's seen it says, you know, kind of, I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, you know, you get inundated with so much
I'm
press
very
coverage.
Much.
I watched the extended clips of it, and I was not that impressed with what I saw. But I love the premise. I think it's a great premise. I'm willing to stick it out.
And honestly, like, the premise, it was good, but, like, I liked the show. Like,
it seems like a little too Hunger Games-esque, where you've got people with swords and crossbows.
What would happen, though, if you didn't have any power? You're going to go back to basic fighting tools, Shane.
It would be presidents stabbing each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course it would be.
Presidents would be fighting
There's a twist at the end, which is, like, whatever. But, I mean, it's still interesting.
Twist.
Okay. We didn't talk about, like, surprise shows, so I also watched Ben and Kate.
That's on my list. Yeah.
That show was really funny.
Really?
Like, it was, I watched Go On, and I thought it was pretty good. Ben and Kate was, I liked it
a lot.
Ben
and Kate Makes Eight.
Yeah. I thought the title was terrible. So that's it. I just wanted to mention those two.
I agree. Those are both on my show.
And again, all of those are on either Hulu or their network's website, The Pilot, so you can watch all of
them. Awesome. Let's do it.
All right.
Excellent. So there we go. Now are we done with our fall TV preview, Adam?
I mean, I'm done.
He's done.
I think so.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
This is The Fall.
I want to see your cats. I want to see your cats. I want to see your cats. I want to see your cats.
Hey, you know what would suck? If Mr. Nixie's Piglet's name was Bob.
I'm Bob! Oh, son of a...
Admit you got a bald spot. Oh, just admit you got a bald spot. Admit you got a bald spot. Bad to bad.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. thefump.com. Funny.
We now join the scope already in progress.
Under the scope. Hoo boy. We've got a hot one today, guys.
Hot one.
Adam is here. He's bringing his opinions and feelings on the news. I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
What are you guys doing? I'm not here for the news.
We struggle. Actually, Jared reads the news 10 times better.
Jared, where do you get your news from when you do that?
Shane usually sends me an email with some stories in it.
Do I? Do I send his, yeah, I guess
Shane,
I get the news.
Shane, where do you get the news from?
I just go all over the place.
Wow. Okay.
BuzzFeed, I go to... I like to go to Yahoo because they have a great News of the Weird
they
kind
do.
Of section.
I mine that.
All right.
I find it interesting that people actually use Yahoo as a news source.
I know, but
it's weird. I don't. And I, so I find other behavior to be weird.
You don't because you know you have to attribute it to Yahoo each time, and it's kind of frustrating.
I just can't. I've looked for places that have different weird news stories, and I can't find any other place that has that.
CNN has News of the Weird, too. They're probably the same stories.
Yeah.
You could also just search News of the Weird, is what I do for trivia, and I find a lot of things.
Is it like long form stories or short form stories that
Both.
Could work well in this format?
Both.
Okay. I might do that.
And that's been it for news.
For done.
All right. There's a lot of TV and politics stuff in the news in the last couple weeks just because of everything that's been
and
happening.
And politics on TV.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll start with a political story, but it's kind of not funny, but not really political. Remember the classic Obama Hope poster?
Yes. It's a classic.
Well, the artist
Shepherd
has Fair? Been fined and sentenced to 2 years probation.
What? Why?
A dispute between artist Shepherd Fairley and the Associated Press was settled last year, but Fairley's legal woes were just beginning. The man behind the iconic poster of Barack Obama has been sentenced to 2 years of probation and fined $25,000. The case began in 2009 when the AP claimed Fairley infringed on one of their copyrighted photographs to create the poster. In return, Fairley sued the news organization, saying he had used another photograph under fair use. But as the suit progressed, Fairley admitted that he had been mistaken, and he had tried to conceal his error by both destroying documents and fabricating evidence.
Oops.
He pled guilty to a criminal contempt charge February 2012. So he didn't get probation and the fine from, you know, directly from the, you know, stealing the image. He got it from lying in court.
Isn't there some sort of, you know, in terms of fair use, if you manipulate the photo enough, you can make artwork out of it?
I think so.
That is the argument that he, I guess, had no ground to stand on once he lied in court.
Don't lie in court, I
Speaking
guess.
Speaking of kind of celebrity-ish Obama stuff, during his address to the DNC, you know, they were retweeting the things he was saying, and one of the things he said was, Obama said, "I've cut taxes for those who need it, middle-class families, small businesses." Lindsay Lohan on Twitter then responded and said, at Barack Obama, "We also need to cut them taxes for those that are listed as Forbes millionaires, even if they are not. You must consider that as well." So Lindsay Lohan,
throwing her cocaine covered hat into the political ring.
What does that even mean?
I don't get that.
I think it means that, you know, she's listed as a millionaire according to Forbes, but, you know, due to bad choices in her life, she's not actually a millionaire or has so much debt that her income cannot cover.
They also probably list her in her mid 20s, but she looks like she's 52 years old.
Yeah,
she looks older than her mom.
No matter what taxes are being lowered for her, I'm pretty sure she's not gonna be able to get even on whatever
she's gonna have to start doing every film offered to her, just like Nicolas Cage.
I think she is. And I think he is too.
Yeah,
it's maybe true. They should do a film together.
Maybe. Maybe we can have Sorcerer's Apprentice too.
No, but him
Sorcerer's
being
Apprentice meets Herbie the Love Bug.
Him being in Kick-Ass was an excellent.
Yeah, that was great.
And he's coming back for the sequel.
No, is it him? I thought it was.
It's him.
Jim
They're
Carrey.
Both coming back for the sequel.
Whoa!
Both
Stop
of
the
them.
Press! Jared.
Breaking news here on the scope.
Yeah.
Where's my breaking news sound?
I don't know. All right. I don't have one either.
So
he's got a new soundboard.
I just don't have it loaded with sounds yet.
Let's see. TV news. J.J. Abrams, who we just talked about a little bit.
I can give you this.
Oh, every step has been a life-changing moment for me.
There you go.
I remember when...
That's breaking news.
I remember when I gave that interview. It was pretty... And then my laugh.
Tom Cruise loves it. He loves when you read the news.
So J.J. Abrams has sold another pilot. This time with Fox. So they're going to get rid of Fringe, but he'll be right back. Did you guys ever watch...
Sorry, I have six to choose from now.
Jared and Shane, you guys are the only ones old enough for this. Do you ever watch Mac and Cheese?
That's a personal decision.
The robot cop show?
Joey from Friends.
No.
Joey from Friends. Yeah.
Well, TV mega producer J.J. Abrams has sold an action-packed buddy cop show to Fox that's set in the near future when all L.A. police officers are partnered with highly evolved human-like android.
Is it a comedy?
No.
If it were, what would Tom Cruise do, Jared?
Again, it's not like anything else.
He'd laugh and laugh talk and at the same time.
He has that ability. Okay. That's what you get when you're 14th level.
Theta 14?
Fringe's current showrunner.
I am.
Would be the showrunner of this project. That's J.H. Wyman. J.J. Abrams only hires people with other initials.
Initial names.
First name.
So what would your initials be?
My initials?
Yeah, what's your middle name?
Haywood.
A.H.
Sitnick.
I like it.
Right?
A.H. in the house.
But then it says Ah.
Oh, I love it, though.
Okay.
Ah, Sitnick.
Ah, Sit.
Right. So anyway, right, anyone interested in a show with robots and cops
in the
near future?
I'll watch it.
It's like, and I mentioned
Jared's
it earlier.
Two favorite things.
Right. Cops and hot cops.
I love robot-based entertainment. In fact, I have Real Steel on DVD upstairs waiting to be watched.
Okay.
If the robot looks like
that's
Michael
what I hear.
Fassbender.
Huh?
I said if the robot looks like Michael Fassbender.
What if he's as devious as Michael Fassbender?
I'd definitely watch that one.
With giant junk? Michael Fassbender's
Shame.
Got giant junk.
Shame.
From that movie. Shame, yes.
S.A. Palmer Slam.
There was a rumor yesterday going around that Bruce Willis was suing Apple.
I heard about that.
Over
just yesterday,
iTunes
huh?
music ownership rights. It turns out...
It's a good question, though.
It is a good question. That's why I'm bringing it up. Because it turns out he's not actually suing. But it brings up a good point. What happens to all of your digital media? Molly, how much digital media do you have?
All kinds.
None.
What happens when you die? What happens to that media?
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
What happens, Adam? Tell
me. Well, it depends on a lot of different things, but for the most part, you're kind of shit out of luck.
It goes away.
Yeah. The rights to it were yours. So
I can't will them to someone?
Well, you can will someone your username and password, but that's kind of it. So
they can have access to it, but they couldn't like merge it with their own collection.
Exactly.
It's a giant scam.
It's a giant scam.
It's a scam.
Right. Scams and flames.
Is it possible
this is why you BitTorrent everything.
Oh, right.
What?
Is it possible that this issue might end up changing rights?
I have
management?
To imagine that within 20 years, this like Facebook currently has a thing where if someone passes away and they have a Facebook account, like they have a procedure to go through, and they will turn their Facebook profile into like an online memorial.
A memorial, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people probably have thousands of dollars invested into like iTunes and Amazon Kindle books and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, at some point, this is going to have to become a thing, because right now...
I've spent a lot of flus on those things.
Because if you had a Bitcoins? CD, you could actually hand it over to
someone. Exactly.
But technically...
You don't own the music on that
You don't
either.
Own the music on the CD either. No one would ever prosecute that. But yeah, you're right. Technically, you are buying a license to play that music, and once you expire... So does the light.
Smash the CD with a big hammer.
I bet like that's their lawyer's view on it.
They're going to need like special cops to go around and smash
CD
everybody's
cops.
CDs.
Robot cops with human partners.
Sexy exactly. robot cops with giant robot hammers.
And, yes. and dicks.
And giant dongs.
Yeah.
The right. CD Android police.
Well, we'll see. We'll see where that goes. It's got to go somewhere.
Well, I'm sure you'll be following the story, and you'll keep us updated on every Scope episode.
Molly mentioned earlier that she went and saw a brand new movie this weekend.
I did.
And it's not the movie that people would say is the good movie being released this weekend. That's Paul Thomas Anderson's The Master.
No, that's next weekend.
No?
Here.
Not here.
The 15th.
Why did it say? Well, whatever.
It's
terrible news reporting.
It's the 15th, Adam.
Paul Thomas Anderson. Well, maybe it's New York and LA this week? Okay. So Paul Thomas Anderson has confirmed that The Master is about L. Ron Hubbard.
did we really have any doubts? Despite his denials?
Right. Well, he's finally come out and said, it is. But it's not like an expose.
No.
But it is about L. Ron Hubbard and what Paul Thomas Anderson knows of L. Ron Hubbard.
So,
I think he's just trying to protect, maybe if he did have any like ex-Scientology people, he might be trying to protect them.
I wonder what Tom Cruise would have to say about this movie.
Tom Cruise watched it with...
Again, it's not like anything else.
It's not like anything else, that's what he said. And then when the funny part came up in the movie...
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Oh, yeah.
He really enjoyed it.
So nothing yet.
Nothing yet, no.
All right, couple other things. Sheryl Crow was interviewed by federal agents as part of the Lance Armstrong doping
thing. Oh, I didn't know that.
And I just wanted to add into this because I saw a funny comment from Matt Taibbi. Because that and then Roger Clemens, the investigation into him, his doping, included 80 federal agents. It's a lot of federal agents.
They're involved. They just want to meet famous people.
Aren't there real crimes that we can prosecute?
How many people went to jail for the 2008 banking scandals? Zero. So anyway, there's that.
Yeah, I mean, let's put this in perspective. The integrity of sports competition or destroying our economy.
More people are interested in football. So
like I'm doing a balancing with my hands.
I like watching the sports.
Right. And we love cycling here, by the way.
I can't watch a bank crash into oblivion.
Sad news. Amy Poehler and Will Arnett split up.
I'm really sad about
that.
Yeah, they
destroyed life for me.
Morgan Freeman is not dead.
I know he's not dead.
Well, there was a hoax going around.
I know. We figured that out last night.
Just so you know.
But he will be in the 50 Shades of Grey movie.
Oh, my goodness.
That's probably
he's the 51st shade of grey.
Wow. It's the freckles that do it.
No, he read 50 Shades of Grey, supposedly right before he
That's
died.
That's what killed him.
But he read it out loud, recorded it.
You know who does a great Morgan Freeman imitation?
He's doing the audiobook.
Jared R. Go ahead, Jared. Give me your Morgan Freeman.
I do not do a Morgan Freeman.
What the hell was that?
I don't do a Morgan Freeman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Molly does the Morgan Freeman. Go ahead, Molly.
I don't have one.
I think it was Adam that did it.
Andy Dufresne.
There we go.
That's pretty good. That's all I can say.
Very good.
Thanks. We just need someone to kick it off, and then Tom Cruise, did you like it?
Daniel Craig will be James Bond in two more movies, and
it's not all on the same screen.
Community season 4 premiere will have a Hunger Games tribute to tie in with Revolution, I guess.
It makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Is that it? Yes, that's it.
I loved it. You did a good job with the news
time. Thank you.
Jared?
Lots of participation on our part.
I think
we were probably the best part.
Yes. I think we were. Adam is just he's the vessel.
Right.
Well, let's move on to reviews.
And was that your impression right there?
It was a weird accent.
All right.
Andy. Reviews for a new band. Adam.
A new band.
Tell us about
it. Kind of a new band. Divine Fits is a new group comprised of Britt Daniel from Spoon. He's the lead singer. Dan Beckner from Wolf Parade. And Sam Brown from the New Bomb Turks. They are being heralded as the best indie supergroup since the New Pornographers, according to a source on The Scope Show.
I want to know who that source is. Let's get to the bottom of this.
How many indie supergroups have there been over the
years? Those are the only two I'm aware of.
Golden Smog? Does that count as
one? Yes. All right. Well, and I mean, then you could also
Middle Brother.
Temple of the Dog?
Temple of the Dog is not indie, so you couldn't say that.
Matchbox 20.
At that point, they might have been.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah, incarnation of Guns N' Roses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Probably
Marilyn Manson.
And One Direction. Duh.
The supergroup was formed in 2012 after Daniel suggested to Beckner that they form a band together during their downtime from their respective bands. Thus began the most uninteresting origin story for a band of all time.
Adam's talking. Shane. Some respect.
I don't like this source.
The band's debut record is called A Thing Called Divine Fits. And unsurprisingly, it sounds kind of like Spoon and Wolf Parade. This is not a bad thing. I guess depending on who you're talking to.
Spoon Parade.
Individual songs tend to sound more like one band or the other, and we'll hear that in some of our clips. Sam Brown even said, he's the drummer, there's songs on the record that sound like a Dan Beckner song, there's songs that sound like a Britt Daniel song, but there are also songs that meet in the middle. He said it with that inflection, too.
Yeah. Anything sound like a Milli Vanilli song?
Of the Spoon-sounding songs, Flaggin' a Ride sounds like it could come right off of either Girls Can Tell or Kill the Moonlight, while Would That Not Be Nice, which we'll listen to in a second, sounds like it was inspired more from the more recent Transference album.
I've never heard Adam tease clips so many times. It's amazing.
I like how he says clips. Like, this is one of the first times you've had multi-clips. Well, I'm excited about
it. We always have two clips.
Usually. More than two? Do we have more than two?
We have two clips.
We have two.
I was hoping we could get a full spectrum of
that. No, then we would be sued by the AP.
Gotcha. We got to be careful.
We'll take a listen here. See if you can spot the local connection.
First clip?
Yeah.
Clip one?
Not be nice.
The album does have a number of songs that are able to mesh the two leads together well. None more so than Baby Get Worse, which manages to sound kind of like both either a Wolf Parade song or a Spoon song, but also like something else altogether. Here's a clip of that.
Can you hear me calling? Calling outside. I'm black in the concrete. I was underwater. Underwater. While my heart was beating in that time, she couldn't really get me gone.
The album's been out for about 2 weeks now. I don't know how it's charting, but it does have a 75 on Metacritic.
What was that last song?
That was called Baby Get Worse.
I like that song.
It's a good song. That was Dan Buechner singing in that part. If you've never heard Wolf Parade before, check out 2009's. I think 2009's Something to Queen Mary, Salute to Queen Mary, or something like that. It's a very good album. That's it.
Well, I'm going to start this off because I didn't like it very much. I thought it was a bit boring. The songs on there that were Spoon-inspired or would have been Spoon songs I didn't like very much. I thought the songs, for the most part, were droning, with a couple of exceptions. I think I am probably not a perfect representative of what people think of this album, so I'll just pass it off to you guys and let you talk about it. We'll start with
I don't
Molly.
Like stuff, so I don't
Molly,
want to talk about it.
Stop playing Bad Piggies. I know you've got a preview copy, and tell us about this album.
Wow.
I know I've heard Wolf Parade before, but they're not a band that sticks out in my head. So when I listened to it, it basically just sounded like a Spoon album, and that maybe in some of the songs that had a little more synth or other things, they were just trying something new. And so I liked it, but it was because I really enjoy Spoon, but I didn't feel like, for me, that I really heard all of the influences, because I was really only picking out Britt Daniels or just that beat that Spoon always seems to have. They've kind of got that. And
with
even
the
in the songs that they didn't play. There was one song, Like Ice Cream, which basically, to me, sounded like Mystery Zone.
Like Ice Cream.
Like Ice Cream.
Written down.
It sounds like Mystery Zone. I felt like I kept switching in the lyrics to Mystery Zone from Spoon. So I enjoyed it, but I thought it was just an experimental Spoon album, is how I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm. Good ear, young lady. Jared!
Shane, I was a lot like you when I listened to it the first time. To me, it was sort of like, I didn't feel like there was a cohesive whole. It felt like a bit of a mixtape. Like, it was like, we'll take one song from this band and a song from another band, put them all together. What are you writing down?
It feels like a mixtape.
Well, I am that to you, by the way, so you're just ripping me off.
Don't ruin the illusion.
But I've listened to it at least three times now, and each time I've enjoyed it more and more. And I don't know if it's just I'm feeling the grooves a little bit better, or I'm starting to pick out certain songs that I actually like. I still couldn't tell you them what they are by name, but that's just how I am with music. It's starting to grow on me. I think the production is interesting. I'm not on board with every song that has, you know, some of the synthy accents and stuff, but the more straight-ahead rock songs are definitely my favorites on here. So, for me, it's a grower.
Not a shower.
Right. It doesn't slap you in the face.
A big dong doesn't slap you in the face.
On the first listen, but, you know, if you give it some time, it's going to fill your life with love.
Adam, was your life filled with love with this album?
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly.
Here's the real answer, guys.
The first time I listened to it, I liked it, but I definitely felt like it was... I was like, why didn't they just do two EPs if they're gonna do it like this? But I think that's partly because Britt Daniel, his voice is very distinctive.
Yes.
And I, especially for me, someone that doesn't listen to lyrics or you know, lead singers that much.
Or music or TV.
Right. It's really weird for me to find that, especially from a male lead singer, like that I know who it is right away. So I tried to get past that a little bit. And Dan Buechner has not a similar sounding voice, but it's kind of similar-ish. Because if there's a couple parts where they sing together, what's that called? Harmonize. And it sounds almost like
duet.
One voice a little bit.
Yes.
So, but I listened to it more, and I just, there's probably three songs I'm not that into, but everything else I really, really like. But yeah, I mean, I'm an unabashed Spoon fan, and I like Wolf Parade. So I knew that I was going to like this band from the get-go. And maybe listen to the New Bomb Turks, who I don't really like. But that's the band that
But at least you gave it a try.
Exactly.
You can't win every...
And that's the whole point of music.
That is the whole point of music, Jared.
Did you write down a spoof name there?
I have Spoof Parade.
I think that would be a good cover band, like Metallica.
I mean, it actually says what it is, Spoof Parade.
Well, I don't like it when they try to sneak it in there.
Yeah, don't sneak it. Right. Hit you right in the face with it. When you're a grower. Yeah. Jared, let's give this thing a score.
The Scope score is... 2.5 stars.
I think you're seeing the averaging effect of the Scope scoring system at work there, because you were low, Adam was high.
Adam gave it 18 stars.
Molly and I were in the middle, so...
I gave it -2.5.
I did not give it 18 stars. I did give it a respectable score.
Adam, what did you listen to this through? What did you...
What format?
Yeah.
MP3?
Did you, like, download it, or...
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was just curious if this was, like... sort of the beginning of the Spotify era of the Scope reviews, because Shane and I have been...
Spotify did not have it.
Sure they did.
I couldn't find it. I just
played it.
You need to type in Spoof Parade and it pops right up.
I played it right off their website because I couldn't get it. Yeah. But we also played at the bookstore. We have it on overhead. So.
Cool. Yeah, Shane and I have been pretty heavy into Spotify lately and checking out a lot of new music.
No.
Okay,
just all the free.
I'm in the 30-day premium trial now, so we'll see how like
that's the $10 so that you can listen on your phone.
It's like $10 a month. I spend $16 a month on Netflix and I barely watch it. Why wouldn't I spend $10 a month on Spotify?
You can't play it on your phone
all the time. So
pay on your phone anymore.
Well,
no, it's a radio station on your phone.
Yeah, you just
it's like
Pandora.
If you don't pay,
okay.
Yeah, I've listened to more new music in the past 3 months than I probably have in the past 2 years.
Okay,
on
but here's
it's amazing how
it.
Much
yeah.
I can listen.
Here's
to.
The problem. Don't you kind of like listening to your songs that you like already?
You do that.
Sure. I do.
Spotify.
But I do everything.
I don't want to listen to music.
I have a couple. I have a couple different things I have, Adam, and then we'll move on. On Spotify, I like to find new music.
How do you do that?
I get Rolling Stone. I talk to people, and so I have a list of bands and stuff.
Okay.
And doing research for this show.
So Spotify isn't helping you with discovery.
They
itself.
Do have stuff like that, but I don't think their discovery is
like
great.
You can try playlists that people have made of like new discovery and just kind of listen through. Yeah. But really, it's your own searching things out.
That's the weakness of it. I think that they need to have something better that gives you, like, they should have all new releases, like, someplace you can go and then you can just listen.
Yeah, or they should have, like, a sidebar when you're listening to a band. It's like, here's other bands that you might like.
Well, they do. They do have that when at the top of the page, if you're listening to Spoof Parade, they have, you know, related bands. Then it'll be, like, Spoon, you can click over. Mm-hmm. The other thing I do
I have a
playlist that I made, which is, I call it Buyable Songs. So whenever I'm going through this music, if there's tracks that I really like, I drag it over to that. So then I'll have this constantly growing new music stuff that I really like.
You can just star those things.
Well, it's not new, but it's a... Yeah, you could star it, too. I also have another playlist I'm doing. I call it the Soundtrack of My Life, which is any music that I can think of that relates to my life, I remember it some way. So I'm constantly building on that, too.
It's all Oasis. What's the point?
That's 18 Oasis songs, essentially.
I mostly only use it to listen to new albums, where I'd stop listening to albums altogether. I'm back to listening to full albums because of this. I listen to albums before I go to shows. It's a way to actually get back into the everything they're doing rather than the one song I heard on the radio or someone's playlist or something.
So Spotify, if you'd like to sponsor our show...
We would love to have you.
I don't know if they even do podcast sponsorships, but there's a whole big segment right there.
I never thought I would be into it. I still... I'm still a little bit out of sorts, the fact that I don't have the MP3 in my iTunes. Mm-hmm. And maybe that changes if I start paying for the service, but... You know, the way I use the service, I listen to it at work. So I listen right in the computer. I don't need to pay for it, because when I'm home, I'm not listening to music like that.
But
usually.
You could probably get away with just the $5 version then.
What's like, the $5
that gives
version?
You gets rid of the ads and gives you some extra features, but doesn't let you play it on your phone.
Ah.
You know what, though?
I probably do $10.
Ads are not intrusive.
No,
I'm not bothered by the ads at all.
I am. If you listen to it for hours and hours, it tends to be the same ads.
It does.
I just tune it out. I zone them out entirely, and it's not three.
High five.
It's two. I listen at work as well. Scooter.
Fun fact.
Scooter listens in the car.
Fun fact, if an ad is playing and you mute your computer, it'll pause that ad for you.
Oh, it does.
It'll pause that ad. But if you're listening to a song and you mute it, it'll just keep on playing.
Interesting.
Which is like, come on.
Smart.
Those guys are sneaky. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the review for Spoof Parade. Let's go on to Coming Soon. Adam, you're going to find there is a shitload. mark this for adult Jared. A shitload of music coming out in the next 2 weeks,
there
I
is.
Say.
Do you guys think it's weird that I realize September 11th is a Tuesday, so it happens mm-hmm. every few years, but do you think it's weird that people have things come out on September 11th? Like, considering...
It's not as weird as it used to be, but it's still a date that I would avoid like, if I were into any sort of PR.
I don't think it matters. I think you got to move on with that.
So, Jared hates America. That's what it comes down to.
No. You ask Jared why he hates America. You don't
why do you hate America, Jared?
Why don't we just take the September 11th off the calendar, then, and so we don't have to deal with it anymore?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like the 13th floor in hotel rooms. I
gone.
Love that idea.
We'll just skip
that,
right over.
That would be,
now you're talking Adam's language.
That would be amazing if America only... took September 11th off the calendar, so
I mean,
every other country had
it
differently.
If it's a day that we really just can't deal with as a normal day anymore, then why even have it?
So you say if we don't deal with it, terrorists win.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't think it's a big deal to release your stuff on September 11th.
Molly?
It's okay.
Is it a big deal or not a big deal? You're the final word.
It might have been a year or two afterwards, but I think, yeah.
Done.
I mean, honestly,
Molly knows.
Our president at the time, George Herbert Walker Bush...
Nope.
No, W. Bush.
Wow, you are so out of...
You are like the RNC who forgot that W existed.
Right. That guy, he said that the best thing we can do is get out there and shop. Right. That's how we heal as a country. So I think it's perfectly fitting that we have new commercial releases on September 11th.
Every day should be September 11th.
Together.
It is kind of that way for me.
There you go.
All right. So yes, there's a, I don't know, not a shit ton, but there's a bunch
there's
of...
There's a lot of stuff coming out.
So September 11th, that's next Tuesday.
I cannot believe it.
Akon, new album coming out.
Yes.
Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Cat Power.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mandy is currently yelling yeah from Southdale.
Well, I cannot believe that you would ever possibly marry someone.
Is she best friends with Matt Myra?
I don't know who any of those people are.
You don't listen to the Nerds
podcast? I actually only named
one. Is he the one from Hawaii?
No, that's Jonah Ray.
Okay.
Matt Myra is the chubby one.
I thought that was okay.
No. It makes more sense if you've seen them live.
DMX.
Oh yeah.
X is going to give it to you, guys.
Totally is.
DMX.
There's a lot of DMX songs. Like
he's an angry rapper.
He's an angry rapper, and he uses dog barks more than Snoop Dogg does.
It's amazing.
It's not even Snoop, it's Snoop Lion.
What about in comparison to that death metal band that has a dog as the lead singer?
Very similar.
What was the name of that band?
Barking, yeah. I remember
They're called the Ruffing Crew.
The Avett Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Ravenettes.
We have some fans of the Scope that love the Avett Brothers.
Aren't they the guys that called in?
No.
Who are those guys that called in?
We had another band. It was
I'm going to pretend it was them.
They disappeared. The something knowings or...
Yeah, something. I'm going to pretend
look it up. They made a big impression.
September 18th, Amy Mann has an album.
It's good. I've listened to it already.
Yeah.
Band of Horses.
I like Band of Horses.
Ben Folds 5.
I love Ben Folds 5.
I'm down with Molly the and I saw just Ben Folds by himself at Gustavus.
Jared and I saw Ben Folds 5, bitches. First Avenue.
Yeah.
Double bitches.
Yeah.
Double bitches.
And he covered who?
I gotta isolate.
Snoop Dogg, bitches.
He always says that.
I gotta isolate double bitches.
Please isolate double bitches.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Is that the Call Me Maybe girl? Who's that?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's say yes.
Yeah. Okay. Grizzly Bear. From
I like Grizzly Bear.
Yep. I like his first band better.
They not Animal Collective.
Department
Brown
of,
Bears.
Department of Eagle Elephants. Department of something.
Always
bad names.
Animal related.
Both bad names.
Pink has an album coming
with
out?
An exclamation point.
Right. Has she changed her name? Is it technically P exclamation mark?
Yeah, I think it's always been that. He gave me the eyes, Jerry.
How do we pronounce that? I mean, we can't just
Pink.
No, it's Pink.
There we go. That's what I was getting at. I think that's proper English
pink.
Pronunciation. Ink.
The Killers have a new album. What?
I love the. We both love the Killers, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, same here.
I'm on board. I'm loyal.
To Mormon.
If it's anything like his solo album, I'll be sad.
Oh, I liked his solo album.
Did you like it, Molly?
Some really good stuff on there.
I didn't like it.
Wait,
a couple songs.
Well, you guys are wrong.
Brandon Flowers.
Get off my show and out of my house.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of...
I still like that double bitches. Get to work.
The Strokes, they're all their solo albums have been good. And Wiz Khalifa.
That's Wiz Khalifa. Come on.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yes.
Movies. September 14th.
Black and yellow.
September 14th, The Master Resident... These are two movies. I read it as The Master Resident Evil Retribution. So the Master comes out September 14th.
Did I not space it? I'm sorry.
I knew it.
It's fine. Resident Evil Retribution, because she is going to make every one of those movies because her husband is the director.
Molly will be actually in line for that.
Going to the Master.
Right away.
All right. Do you think that the Master is the prequel to Master and Commander? Are we going to go with that? It's a possibility?
I mean, I don't think you could make any other conclusion.
It's right. Something to think about.
September 21st. Wait, you don't have... Oh, you do have it on here. So I'll hold that to the end. End of Watch. I don't know what that is. House at the End of the Street. It's an end theme here. Trouble with the Curve. Do you think that that's going to suffer because of his weirdness?
No, I just think it's going to be a very...
People love Amy
Under the Radar movie. Okay. Yeah.
And Dread 3D, which is a sequel-ish, not really, to Judge Dredd.
It's not at all a sequel.
But he's dressed the same way.
It's but it's like starting over.
It's a reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot. Probably much more in line with what the comic was. The Sylvester Stallone wasn't even close.
I am Nara!
Judge Dredd never took his helmet off. You never saw his face. He didn't wear one in Sly's movie.
I am the law, guys.
He didn't wear a face? What?
He didn't have no face.
Oh, interesting.
DVD. Oh, Looper comes out the week after that. If we don't
I was shocked.
Me too. Getting really good reviews at TIFF.
At Toronto.
Toronto International Film Festival. DVD, September 11th, Snow White and the Huntsman, and What to Expect When You're Expecting. September 18th, The Cabin in the Woods, and I'm going to say it again, everyone should really see that movie.
Haven't seen it. Really
good.
Yep, should see it. You don't need to buy it necessarily, but you should
also,
see it.
Also, Detention came out a couple weeks ago, and I'm serious, everyone needs to see that movie too.
Who's
I've heard that's good too.
No one that you would know is in it, but it is a mashup of The Fly, Back to the Future.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Can't Hardly Wait.
And Wiz Khalifa.
And they do play Black and Yellow.
Pretty Woman. Is that?
Pretty Woman's in there a little bit. Torque.
And also Feel Good Sports Movie Rudy.
And Donnie Darko. And I'm not kidding when I say all those things.
What if I didn't like Donnie Darko? Well, I'd like Detention. Can I just ignore that
one? I like any time something's mashed up with a sports movie.
Can I ignore that one part?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm not really down for anything that matches up.
Do they shoot a baby in the face?
They don't. Again, Molly, they don't shoot a baby in the face in America. God bless America. They just shoot a baby with a shotgun,
and he explodes.
Okay. Video games the week of September 9th.
Well, that clears it.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2, NBA Baller Beats, and NHL 13. NBA Baller Beats is the game you play with a real basketball,
and you bounce it.
And you bounce.
That could not be more
annoying.
That
sounds entertaining for 2.5 minutes, and then you're tired.
As you're bouncing your basketball into your Kinect and breaking everything.
I get tired because I always got to cross them up, Shane.
Yeah.
Got to cross them up.
Killer crossover.
Like Penny Hardaway. Big trouble.
Tim Hardaway. The week of the 16th, Borderlands 2. Did you guys ever play Borderlands?
I didn't, but everybody cross loves them up.
And F1.
It's a 2012 racing game. They should call it 2013, really. I mean, it's right around the corner.
I don't think that's an EA game, so that's probably why it's not in the future.
Gotcha. Jared, that's it.
Under the scope.
All right, Jared, your turn to shine. Talk to us, baby.
Ooh. All right, this is where we got some comments. We actually got some comments. Apparently... They thought we were begging too much on the last episode for comments.
No,
but
if it worked, it's not too much.
It worked because we got two comments.
We're really going to drop
two in-depth comments here. This one was first via the emails. Hey, Scope guys, I'm not a commenter by nature. In fact, I have to applaud your use of a semicolon, by the way. Commenter. In fact, I avoid commenting as I would avoid lamb fries, but I felt compelled to send some well-earned props your way on behalf of your seemingly silent fans, and because you guys kind of begged. Seemingly silent. My fans are very silent. They don't seem to be silent. Maybe they're yelling at their iPod and we just can't hear it. Maybe that's it. In short, I love the show and you guys crack me the hell up. I have been listening for years, and whenever a new Scope downloads, it immediately lands on top of my not insubstantial podcast playlist. The Scope never fails to brighten my mood. I like that. We can rise to the top. We're like the cream.
We are.
Right there.
Or the lard.
You can scrape us off and make butter. the mix of content you guys cover is great. And where else am I going to find a rabbit flinging trebuchets and Nintendo plant cobras? Ah, yes. Nowhere else.
You missed a great show, Adam.
That show didn't happen.
It did not happen. It's not official.
You three, often two, sometimes more. It's like we've covered the whole gamut right here. We've got the more part right here. Really cram a lot of fun into a podcast, and I just wanted to thank you for that. It's like hanging with friends and not getting to talk a lot, which I'm okay with.
Mm-hmm.
I use your Amazon button as much as I can. I hope it helps. It does help. It definitely does help. Anyway, gents, great job. Top-notch podcast. Keep it up later. I don't know if it's Shia or Shay in California.
A California fan. A smart California fan.
Yes, thank you for that. So apparently begging works. We won't beg too much.
That was one of the best. That's a 4 or 5 star letter
that is,
right there.
That could be all-time commenting. That could be, if we were giving out commenter all-stars, that would probably be one of the winners.
Much like people don't review us on iTunes, if we could review that review, you're saying we would.
Right. Let's cut and paste it in.
Right. Okay. Another comment just came in right before the show here. Guys, sorry that I never comment. I always mean to, and I feel bad when you basically beg every episode. Shane's yawning at that. Ugh. Oh, he's so tired of us begging for comments.
Stop, it's exhausting. Come on, please.
Anyways, great job, like always. I want to express my disgust with Shane telling a great story, then telling us that he knows some juicy gossip but cannot share it with us, referring to the schoolmate which died.
What a blue baller I am.
I know, you are terrible. And I'm smacking my... Like Mitt Romney in his speech. As I've said in the past, I love your show, and keep it up. Keith from St. Cloud, Minnesota.
I'm going to have to send Keith a personal email. Tell him that story.
That's awesome. If you want to be like our commenting all-stars, right there, those are two good comments in a row.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say.
Finally.
That's a winner. That's great.
But losers.
If you think you can top these two commenters, which I don't think you can, but I'm willing.
I don't know, Jared. They might.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
Good cop, bad cop?
I think
they've got it in them.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, come on,
I'm not
guys.
Sure the listeners can do it.
Just between you and me, they can do it.
We'll have to wait and see, Shane. Mm-hmm. We'll have to wait and see. You can write in at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can comment on this post on the website. Another option, if you want your voice to be heard, as exhibited earlier in the show, when the fan of the show, the great Luke Ski, called in, you can call 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. Put that in your phone, label it Pizza Place, so then when you get hungry, you'll actually call us.
Then we're going to have to be sending out pizzas to people.
I don't know, it'd just be confusing, but they'd be like, oh, hey, whoa, I called the Scope instead. Well, I'll leave a comment while I'm here.
And then what are they having to the Scope?
What?
Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
So they'll be very hungry.
What? I don't know. You probably shouldn't eat Pizza Hut anymore.
Probably.
I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Jared's really good joke was just ruined by you, Shane.
And that was just off the cuff, Shane.
Boo.
Is it better than my pre-show buffet joke?
No.
Okay. So the best joke of the day was not recorded. Awesome. You can like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter for timely updates. As you heard at the beginning of the show and during the show, we're sponsored by Audible. And we also have the Amazon affiliate link on our website. Click on that when you're doing your shopping. A little bit gets sent back to us to help us pay for this equipment and this awesome show that we put on for you.
Pays Molly's per diem.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graham cracker.
We give our guests a per diem. We don't give ourselves a per diem.
Right. No.
That'd be gauche.
It would be.
Gauche.
It does pay for the gift baskets that all of our guests receive.
Yeah. Whoa, I get a gift basket?
The legendary Scope gift basket.
Right.
What's in it?
We actually just stole the VMA one.
There's a couple packages of Peeps from last April.
And my empty granola bar wrapper will be in there.
It's not empty. I saw you picking some stuff
so
up.
So excited.
You can have your pick of the pens from the cup.
Any one you want, baby.
Even the one that doesn't work?
Yes. Specifically that one. In fact, that should be
no
the one
pick.
You pick.
There's no pick. That's your pick.
That is the one you get. That's all I got, Shane.
Alrighty, well, I think I want to thank Molly for showing up. You did a great job.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome anytime in the next 2 years.
Great.
Or after the next two years, I don't know. I would ruin another joke, Adam. What's my problem?
This was your own joke, so that's okay.
Yeah, okay. Jared, thank you for putting the show together. Adam, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me this time.
You always have an open invite, my friend.
You have an open door policy on
open
this podcast?
Open door policy.
Right on.
So let's wrap this thing up, Jared. Adam, Molly, we'll be back very soon with another Scope Show made especially for you. Bye, all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, Send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying adios. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.